This is an All Ears English bonus episode. How to finally fix your listening problems with special guest Jessica Beck. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we have a guest on the show. Our guest is the IELTS professional here at All Ears English and the co-host of our IELTS Energy podcast. She's written more than 13 textbooks in ESL, and she lives in Portland, Oregon, and has a dog named Ozzy. Our guest is the famous Jessica Beck. Now, let's welcome Jessica to the show. Today, Lindsay and Jessica will talk about why listening is such a hard skill to master, and we'll show you how you can get a free gift so that you have the phrases to use when you don't understand a native speaker. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, welcome to All Ears English. You are our guest today on the episode. Welcome.
Thank you. I've never been on this one before.
Oh my gosh. Really? Are you serious?
I've
never been on All Ears English? Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. This is incredible.
Well, we record so many episodes for IELTS Energy.
We do.
And I don't think there's been a crossover yet. This is like a historic occasion.
Oh, well, this is exciting. So we get to introduce you to the listeners of All Ears English. So guys, today we have Jessica Beck. She's part of the All Ears English team, but she works with me over on IELTS Energy podcast, which is where we focus on showing you guys how to get your 7 or higher. And we have our course, 3 Keys IELTS, with awesome strategies to get you to your life vision. So Jessica, today though, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. What are we talking about today?
Oh my God. So Lindsay and I, it's exciting. So
it is.
Lindsay and I have, we're brainstorming right now. We're in this initial phase of developing this amazing listening course. And, Lindsay first started, I think the seeds were planted in your head because you're thinking about this road trip and like how can you use this for our students? You know, like what can we bring from this? So Lindsay and I had an amazing meeting last week, and we've come up with some super cool ideas for the course.
Yeah. So we want to just talk to you guys a little bit today, and we want to hear from you guys at the end of today's episode about your listening challenges. You know, I mean, we've both been working with students for about 10 years or 12 years, and we've heard a lot about what challenges you, but some of the things that I've heard from you guys is you say that you understand our voices on All Ears English, but when you go out to listen to a TV show or a talk or something, you can't understand. So is that what you've heard, Jessica?
Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the most common comments about listening is it's really frustrating to feel confident in the classroom or confident listening to this podcast because we're teachers. We speak a certain way right now, right here and in the classroom and to students even outside the classroom that we don't talk the same to our friends and to, you know, people outside. And so guys, it's really tough to feel great once you take out your earbuds. You're like, I got that. Yeah. I understood everything. And then you like turn on a movie or, you know, like a TV episode of something made by native speakers for native speakers. And it's just like, woof, it's just like right over your head. Like,
It can be very disheartening, right? I mean, you know, I don't really slow down in this show. And that's one thing that, you know, when Michelle came on board and when you came on board, we decided we weren't going to slow down. That's not what we do. We don't slow down. It's just that I think I enunciate more clearly. I project my voice more and in a way that I wouldn't necessarily do with my friends in a cafe or in a bar. Right.
Exactly. Our speech patterns, our intonation and the way we connect our words. When Lindsay and I were thinking about this, like, why is it difficult for you guys when you are listening to us speak normally with our friends? And it's not just vocabulary. And I think that's sort of a myth that you just need more vocabulary to understand. Yeah. It's not just that. It's our intonation changes with our feelings and our emotions and the way we connect our words. It sounds like lazy mush sometimes because everything just runs together. And like as teachers, we're conscious of that. And we don't do that on the show so much. Like Lindsay says, we enunciate more. But when we're with our friends, it's just like, blah, 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 blah. Everything's just running together.
Just like that. And this is such an important topic, Jessica, because gosh, if you can't listen, if you can't understand, how can you get into that conversation and how can you connect, which is what we always talk about in both shows of All Ears English, connection, not perfection. How do you get the fruits of communication, which is connection?
Exactly. You cannot experience the culture to any satisfying degree unless you are participating in these groups of native speakers. And whether that's, you know, it's not just having conversations on the street or whatever. It's actually living your life alongside native speakers. So joining a running club or joining a movie club or volunteering. You know, there are so many ways to get involved in the target culture, even if you're not in the country. There are expats everywhere. You can still get involved in those groups. But how can you do that if you're not confident in your listening skills? Like, that's impossible.
That's it. Exactly. So we're here today in this bonus episode, first of all, to show you guys that we empathize with you. You know, I mean, we've learned other languages. You know, I spent some time in Japan and I spent some time in Latin America. I know, Jessica, you were in Taiwan, right?
Yep. I was in Taiwan for 6 years and Cambodia for a couple years. And I lived in Spain and the Netherlands and Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
And Portugal.
So we know, I mean, we know what it feels like. It's almost like you're trying to tread water. Like you're drowning, right? And you can't get any air and it feels horrible. And then someone looks at you and asks you what you think and you get red and you, oh my gosh, you don't know what to say. You're embarrassed. So we've both been in those situations. So one of our big goals for the summer and the fall this year is to help you guys get over this hump, right? Mm-hmm. Get past this barrier of listening that's paralyzing you.
And, you know, I think that's one of the strongest parts of our IELTS course as well is we recognize that confidence and its opposite, anxiety and nervousness. Mm-hmm. Like these things are so important in your language learning process and we address it specifically. And I think we're also going to do that in this listening course. Like it's not just about memorizing a list of slang, right?
Yeah.
Like that's great. Like it's good to do, but it's still not going to make you, you know, have that confidence going into a conversation. So that's a huge thing.
Hey guys, from now until this special deal ends, we're offering you a free video where you'll get 3 phrases you can use when you don't understand something in English. You can get it now by answering our simple survey that will take you about 5 minutes. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/listening. That's allearsenglish.com/listening. Yeah, you got it, Jessica. Exactly. So today we want you guys, as you're listening today, to kind of reflect on some of these questions. And then at the end, we're going to show you guys how you can fill out a survey for us, give us the answers to what you're thinking about today, and get a fun little prize in return. So ask yourself, guys, like, why is it so hard for you individually? Not for all English students, but why do you think it's hard for you?
Exactly. Okay,
just think about that. Yeah.
We have so many great ideas. We're so excited about this course, but for sure. First and foremost, we're making it for you guys. You know, it's not just what we think you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot of mistakes that teachers make as well. That's why all the textbooks look the same. That's why all the online courses look the same with the same topics,
they do.
The same list of words. We don't want to do that. Like those things already exist and they're not working, obviously, because people still have problems. So guys, really, really think about you yourself. Like, what situations are difficult for you? What makes you nervous when you're about to listen to a native speaker?
Exactly.
Reflect in the past. Nervous? Like, when were you embarrassed because you couldn't understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, think about the moment you start to get nervous. When does that happen?
Yeah.
You know, does it happen before you even enter the conversation?
Yeah.
Does it happen only with three people, four people, one person? Like, think about different situations and prepare to give us that response on this survey. I mean, right now we're excited about the problem, right? We're interested in this problem. We're here to solve this problem for you guys and help you start to solve it, right?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So just prepare to give us as much information, just a brain dump, what we call, right?
there's no wrong answer here.
Yes.
You know, we want to hear everything you guys are thinking about, whether it's different topics, right? Are there certain topics that make you nervous?
Maybe
not just because of the vocabulary that you think you don't know, but because of the context, right? Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's a level of formality as well, because I know as Americans, we're like sometimes overly friendly with people, and that could maybe make you nervous. I don't know.
Yep, absolutely. Or maybe accents, right? Is it a certain kind of accent within the U.S. or in other countries? Is it, you know, if you're in the U.S., is it the Southern accent you struggle with? Is it, you know, the Midwestern accent, the Chicago accent? What about accents?
Yeah. That Southern accent, man, that can be tough even for native speakers not from the South.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Talk about connected speech. I think that's one of the most connected accents. To my ears, all the words just like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
it's very different.
it's fun though. I love hearing different accents. It's so much fun. And in the U.S., we have a lot of them. You know, if we get into the nuances of even within New York City, you go to Brooklyn and the accent's different from, you know, Long Island. Island, right?
That's true.
And Jersey. It's just fantastic.
I've been watching a couple shows that are supposed to be made in Baltimore, and I never thought about it before, but Baltimore has a very specific accent. Like,
really?
It's not like New York. It's not like Chicago. It's not, it's own thing. So it's, even I'm learning that there are new accents in America.
I love that. Or here in Boston, right? If you watch Good Will Hunting, like tomorrow I'm going to this self-defense class in Charlestown. They call it, right? Charlestown, but they say Charlestown.
I love
it. It's such a thick accent, and it's so authentic and native. It's great. It's fantastic.
It's so fun. In New England and that whole area that you're in, the accents can be super strong, but they vary like mile by mile sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's fascinating. I love it. And so those are the questions that we want you guys to ask yourself. I mean, why do you think it's hard? What's the moment you get nervous? When does that happen? Who does it happen around, right? Is it about formality, accents, topics, right?
Yeah.
And when do you give up? Like, because I feel like that's a big piece of what's happening. At some point, you're deciding this is too hard. You're right. giving into the mind block. And when is that happening?
And I think, you know, in this idea of thinking about like who makes you nervous to talk to, and where, like in what situations you get nervous, I think a lot of it is just this fear of the unknown, right?
Yeah.
Like and I don't know if this is going to be true. We'll see in the survey, but I expect to find, that these are like mostly unfamiliar situations, right? And it does make you afraid because you don't know who this person is or what they are expecting from you or how you're supposed to behave in this situation. Right.
Yep.
So it's this whole fear of the unknown that we want to break. We want to take all of these unknowns that make you nervous and we want to make them known.
You got it.
Like we want to just like lay it clear out and be like, this is what native speakers are talking about. This is what we mean. This is what we sound like. And this is how we like expect people to behave in certain situations. Cause that's how we behave.
Right. Cause then you build the context. Now we're nerding out here on the teacher stuff. Right?
I know.
But you build the context and then we're in control at that point because we know what to expect. So what we want to do, guys, is we want to give you the frameworks and the skills and just the tricks and the tips or beyond tricks and tips, strategies to get your bearings in those situations. And that's what we're going to do for you by the end of the summer or the early fall. But what we need from you guys now is to understand the problem, right? And then I think, Jessica, we can move on to talk about what parts of the U.S. our listeners are curious about because Yeah. So what's going to be happening this summer, guys, is I'm going to be hitting the road. All Ears English is going on the road around the U.S. And I'm going to be exploring different parts of the country. And we're going to be building this into these listening exercises for you guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. So really, I want to know what parts of the U.S. are you curious about? Like, what do you want to learn about? What do you want to see on the video, in the photos, in the interviews? What regions are you interested in? Yeah.
You know, and guys, you could think about this just by looking, just pull up a U.S. map on Google and be like, what is this state? I've never even heard of this state. Or, you know, I'm sure there are like pre-existing places that you're curious about. I mean, everybody wants to know more about New York, for example. Like it's super exciting and vibrant and amazing. San Francisco is a super cool place.
Awesome.
But think about these, you know, outside areas, like the Amish country. Like what is that about? What's happening with these people in black and white suits and carriages and horses? Like what is happening there? There are so many like interesting little pockets of culture in America.
Exactly, Jessica. I mean, maybe our listeners have heard about something on a TV show or like some neighborhood you heard about on a TV show or in a movie. Like write that down. Write down anything. There's no wrong answers, right? I can't promise that everything you write down I'm going to go to, but I'm definitely going to take a consensus because we want you guys to help us in building this course. Right.
Yeah.
We want you guys to help us build this so that it's for you.
Exactly. We're going to try and fit in as much of your ideas and your fears and the vocabulary that you're worried about. We're going to try and fit in as much of this as possible. So like Lindsay said, whatever you're curious about, just put it down there. I like this idea of thinking about, like what movies and TV shows you guys have watched because that really reflects a certain place where it's from. And what if, you know, this little neighborhood in New Jersey or something, I don't know. Like there are so many places that you guys could be curious about. So yeah, name them all.
You got it. Don't be shy. That's awesome. And so guys, we want to hear from you. It's time for us to call you guys to action. We want to ask you guys to complete our survey. It's going to take you no more than 5 or 10 minutes to complete this. We ask you to just do a brain dump and let us know your thoughts on this listening problem and also on what you're interested in terms of the U.S. So guys, and that's not it. when you do fill out this survey, you get a special gift. Jessica, I mean, I think this makes a lot of sense. You made a video to help our listeners understand what to say when we don't understand someone. Is that right?
Yeah. So this was one of the first sort of outcomes or like lessons that we thought of when we're talking about our course. So what exactly can you do in these situations when you don't understand? So I made a video to help you guys out, and I'm already thinking about how we're going to structure content in the course. And this is something that is going to be a part of it, you know? Yes. So this is sort of a preview of what you're going to get later in the course. So I sat down and I thought about like three different specific reasons why you guys don't understand. And then I gave you phrases, native speaker phrases that you can say in each situation. So there are three phrases that you guys could use that sound just like something a native speaker would say, showing you the intonation and how and when you should say it. And that's all in the video.
Awesome. So this will kind of help you guys out as a starting point to start to think about this listening issue. And by the time you go through this course and you finish it, you'll have deep, deep strategies on how to handle these situations from a more kind of basic level. But these are some quick fixes, right? Quick tips. Yeah. You can just have those phrases and use them to kind of tread water, right? Just stay above water, keep your head above water in those situations. Exactly. So guys, we want you right now to go over to allearsenglish.com/listening. That's allearsenglish.com/listening. Fill out that survey, and whoever fills out that survey gets the video immediately. Okay, guys. So again, I don't know how long this survey is going to be available. I don't know how long this free gift is going to be available. So go over and do it right now, guys.
Guys, you could write down anything in there and you get a free video lesson.
So cool.
That's so easy, you guys. Yeah.
And this video lesson is not available anywhere else. It's not going on the podcast. It's not going on YouTube. It's not going anywhere else. It's only for you guys. It's exclusively made by Jessica, and you really want to check it out. So guys, again, go right now to allearsenglish.com/listening to get started with your survey. Woo, awesome. Jessica, this has been good. It's been so cool to have you on the All Ears English podcast.
Thank you. I am very excited to have been here.
I bet our listeners will invite you back very soon. I have a feeling.
Cool. Anything, guys, just put it in the survey. If you have an idea for what you want me to talk about, put it in the survey. I'll come on again.
Yes. Yeah. And we're so excited to hear from you guys. We love the idea of building something with you, alongside you, with your input and your ideas. So let's build this together, guys, to conquer this problem of listening once and for all. Right? Once and for all. All right, Jessica, we'll see you back on IELTS Energy. Again, guys, if you're preparing for the IELTS exam, go ahead and subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast, and you get to hear Jessica 3 times a week. Awesome.
And IELTS Energy TV on YouTube.
Yes, don't forget. Of course, IELTS Energy TV is also on YouTube. Very cool. All right, Jessica, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you soon.
All right, have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/insider. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.